And you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 spin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Dalilo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
President Hichilema urges fiscal discipline to sustain free education. Zema receives Sinol Metals Pollution Assessment Report. In global news, UN-backed experts say Gaza food supply is improving, but 100,000 still in catastrophic conditions. Good evening and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news. My name is Constance Mwezi Namwinga. President Hakainde Hichilema has emphasized the importance of reducing unnecessary expenditure to effectively finance government's free education policy. Speaking at the Basic Education Teachers Union of Zambia BETU's Silver Jubilee celebration in Lusaka, President Hichilema stressed that patriotism should guide the management of public resources, prioritizing key sectors like education. The head of state said the success in debt restructuring has allowed government to channel more funds towards free education, further highlighting improvements in educational infrastructure, school feeding programs, and health facilities in schools as part of government's calculated efforts to enhance the sector.
We must love our country. It must show in the way we use public resources and savings from there will go to free education. Can you see? Same envelope. With the debt restructuring, we were still able to support the free education policy by moving money away from consumption expenditure to investment, which investment the education sector, free education.
And speaking earlier, BETU's General Secretary, Henry Sinkala, commended government's open-door policy, saying it has fostered industrial harmony. Mr. Sinkala has also requested President Hichilema's assistance in securing a 100 million kwacha grant to address a backlog of teacher loan applications under BETU's financial services company. He explained that due to financial limitations and the 17% interest rate being highly competitive, its lending platform has a backlog of applications that urgently needs attention and has called for support to resolve financial challenges faced by teachers.
Mr. President, progress in education is achieved through constructive dialogue. Your open door policy has greatly helped in sustaining the prevailing industrial harmony that exists today. The tools remains committed to principled solution-oriented engagement with government and all stakeholders, guided by mutual respect and the shared goal of improving education outcomes for our learners.
The Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, has today received the final Environmental and Social Impact Assessment Report from Applied Science and Technology Associates. The consultants engaged to conduct a comprehensive assessment of the pollution incident that occurred at Sinol Metals Leach Zambia Limited on 18th February 2025. ZEMA Manager Corporate Affairs Ruth Kamwi says the report, which is a final deliverable under the assessment contract, has been submitted on schedule 2.5 months after the consultant was engaged and mobilized on site. Mrs. Kamwi says with the foregoing, ZEMA will hold a public disclosure meeting between 28th and 30th of December 2025, at which the consultant will present the findings in the assessment report. She says the agency is committed to ensuring that the report informs the next steps towards mitigating the environmental and social impacts of the pollution caused by the discharge of acidic leach residue into the surrounding environment, while guaranteeing that the polluter pays principle is enforced. In more news, the Higher Education Authority here is advising members of the public not to enroll at the University of Muchinga as it is not registered or recognized under the Higher Education Act 2013. This follows a surge in public inquiries and online advertisements promoting admissions for the 2026 academic year under the said name. HEA Corporate Communications Officer Verbo Msoba has disclosed that acting on these concerns, the authority, through its inspectorate unit, conducted a verification exercise which confirmed that the University of Muchinga is offering and advertising higher education services without lawful registration. Mr. Msoba explains that the Higher Education Act 2013 is explicit as it states that no person may operate a private higher education institution unless the institution is registered under the Act. He adds that any entity operating outside this framework is therefore acting illegally.
The Higher Education Act 2013 is explicit as it states under Part 4, Section 15(1) that no person may operate a private higher education institution unless the institution is registered under the Act. Therefore, any entity operating outside this framework is acting illegally. The authority reminds the public that contravention of this provision is a criminal offence. In accordance with Section 15(2) of the Act, offenders are liable upon conviction to a fine of up to 1 million penalty units, imprisonment for a term not exceeding 3 years, or both.
In another story, Ministry of Energy Permanent Secretary for Energy Professor Ephraim Mushimfwa has emphasized the importance of Tazama Pipeline Company Limited's role in ensuring the security of petroleum supply in Zambia. During a tour of Tazama Pipeline facilities, Professor Mushimfwa described the facility as a critical national asset that underpins price stability and economic performance. He noted that the reliability of the pipeline is key to consistent supply of petroleum products. Professor Mushimfwa expressed satisfaction with Tazama's operations and urged management and staff to remain committed to their duties, highlighting the impact of uninterrupted fuel supply on economic growth. He added that security of supply directly affects fuel price stability in Zambia, reaffirming government support for Tazama Pipeline's critical role in energy security and economic resilience.
This is really an impressive operation. It's a lot of work involved. If you look at the machinery and the way everything is organized, the staff, the way they put in so much to ensure that we have the product that we use to run the industry, it's very, very impressive, and we want to encourage our staff at Tazama to realize that they are holding the economy, because without petroleum products, we can't run industry, we can't run our vehicles. We can drive in, all of us here, and without the support of Tazama, obviously we can't be able to do that. But also, we are under our role as the Ministry of Energy is to ensure that we have security of supply of petroleum products. You know, we're talking about diesel, petrol, JJ1, and we're also talking about kerosene.
Moving on to global stories, UN-backed food security experts have found improvements in nutrition and food supplies in Gaza since the ceasefire, but say 100,000 people were still experiencing catastrophic conditions last month. In August, the Integrated Food Security Phase Classification, IPC, found that 500,000 people, about a quarter of Gaza's population, were living in areas suffering from famine. Since the fragile ceasefire came into force in October, the UN and other humanitarian agencies have been able to increase food getting into Gaza. The BBC has more on other world stories.
Sudan's military-led government has begun relocating its ministries from Port Sudan back to Khartoum, with full government operations planned by early next year. The Ministry of Tourism and Culture is the latest to move. Thailand has continued to strike targets along its border with Cambodia, some of which it says are linked to cyber scamming operations. The Thai Prime Minister